Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
Martin Seligman, who's actually a leader in the field of positive psychology in looking and exploring and understanding how people in their lives flourish and find meaning and live the best lives and be the best people they can be. And Seligman actually has what he calls a PERMA model of flourishing. PERMA is an acronym for positive emotions, engagement, relationships, meaning, and achievement. So in this context, it's easy to see how work may actually satisfy a lot of the criteria for a life which is based on and built on and allows individuals to flourish rather than just exist. Flourishing is related to all sorts of things like self-actualization and happiness. So primarily, work offers us the opportunities to be engaged mentally as well as physically, to be engaged with other people and to form relationships, as well as to contribute meaningfully to people's lives and also derive a sense of meaning out of the labor or the work that we're doing, and also an opportunity to receive and have our achievements acknowledged. And that's really, really good for our sense of being and our sense of purpose in life. One thing that's really interesting is when we use the PERMA model is that we can actually derive meaning from some of the other categories that Seligman uses. And so we may be able to derive meaning from our existing engagement, relationships, and achievement at work. And this might be from a variety of work assignments, things that we're doing, challenging work assignments that we're able to achieve, having some workload balance, having our skills stretched and actually enjoy that experience of growing and getting, you know, regular feedback from people around us about who we are and what we're doing. And these are ways that we can actually boost and find and seek extra meaning in the roles that we're already doing. For some people, work is actually a means to an end, and the end is the goal, and that's a pleasurable and meaningful life. So, for example, a lot of artists and musicians, you know, work primarily to resource their ability to create their art and to do the things that they would really like to do. And having a form of balance in this way is really, really key. But I guess it's something that we could all have and look at what work actually gives us, both at work as well as outside of work. So this week's Mind Game is a question for everyone out there to consider. What does work mean for me? What does it mean for me between 9 to 5? What does it mean for me on the weekends? What does it mean for me and my family? And in this way, we're actually able to find the hidden meaning that may be lurking in the things that we're already doing and hopefully seeing it in a fresh way. And that sense of meaning that we may be able to find may actually help us to flourish and be the best people we can be. Work hard, play hard this week with Mind Games.